Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second, the second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third, the left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth, the catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Jim Landis. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Jim Rivera. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Milt Groff. Batting second, the third baseman, Hector Lopez. Batting third, the left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Harry Simpson. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Lou Skeezes. Batting sixth, the catcher, Hal Smith. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Jim Pisani. Batting eighth, the pitcher, Tom Morgan. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Tom Morgan. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Pisani settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio scores. Fox moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Simpson scoops it up and throws to first, with Morgan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groff hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Rivera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morgan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Skeezes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezus strikes out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pisani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisani strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pierce moves to third. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Simpson fields it and throws to second for the out. Pierce scores. One out. It's 2-0, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Pisani settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Groff scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tom Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan strikes out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groff is 0-for-1 in the game. Groff hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up towards third. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Groff scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopez hits a fly ball into right field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-1 in the game. Zernial hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rivera scoops it up and throws to first, with Pierce covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio is called out on strikes. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Skiza settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Paisanai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes is 0-for-1 in the game. Skeezes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith strikes out. One out. Jim Paisanai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paisanai is 0-for-1 in the game. Paisanai hits a fly ball into right field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Paisanai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Simpson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groff is 0-for-2 in the game. Groff hits a fly ball into right field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-2 in the game. Lopez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby who is chasing the ball. Lopez reaches third base with a triple. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-2 in the game. Zernial hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lopez scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zerniel moves to third. Luis Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Quiñones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso throws the ball into Fox, who tags Smith, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Jim Pisani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisani is 0-for-2 in the game. Pisani hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Landis, who is chasing the ball. Pisani reaches third base with a triple. Dave Philly now playing right field. Bob Keegan now pitching. Bob serve pinch hits for Tom Morgan. Bob serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pisani scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, White Sox. Mickey McDermott pinch hits for Joe DeMaestri. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keegan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Hunter now playing shortstop. Tom Gorman now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Doby moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Groff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groff is 0 for 3 in the game. Groff hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Lopez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zerniel hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul LaPomme now pitching. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lopez moves to second. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Simpson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Northey pinch hits for Bubba Phillips. Ron Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey hits a fly ball into center field. Pisani settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul LaPomme is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaPomme strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Groff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Fred Hatfield now playing third base. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Skeezes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pisani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisani is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Pisani strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.